Anyway, how is your sex life?
You are absolutely craving more football. Colts Ravens tonight on ESPN.
Oh, I'll watch that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're even bored with the Vikings game on Saturday. You're going to watch Colts Ravens? All right, pitch it to me. Let's say you work for ESPN.
Okay.
And you're going to give me a reason to watch Colts Ravens tonight. Go.
Oh, wait. The MTV VMAs is tonight. Maybe I'll watch that instead. No, just kidding. So the Minnesota... Wait, who? Colts?
Colts Ravens.
Andrew Luck. And, the only reason I'm going to watch it is I'm off the next 3 days. I'm going to sit around and get hammered and watch sports. I'm just kidding. I'll be in bed by 7.
That idea is terrible.
Hey. Joining us now on the Power Trip Morning Show, as he does every Monday and Thursday from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, former Vikings, Chargers, and Rams linebacker Ben Lieber. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, guys. And look at that. Look, I'm a minute early.
You are.
Wow.
Very prompt.
Yeah, thanks.
As Saw said earlier, it's not about being good at your job. It's just being available, and you're available always.
That is mostly true.
Thank you, Ben.
How are you?
I'm good. How's you guys' weekends?
Great.
A+.
Let me say, first of all, I thought you did a great job on Saturday.
Thank you. Didn't feel my best, but thank you.
Wait, you didn't feel your best about your performance, or you didn't feel physically good? Were you sick or something?
No, I didn't feel good about my performance.
Well, can I tell you the part about your performance that I thought was A+?
What?
When you said the words, "I give up."
Yeah.
That was the best. Because it was honest, and... That's how I think almost all of us watching or listening felt. If you saw or even heard Pete and PA's reaction to the Antoine Williams sack, the sports world threw their hands up, right? That was an internet meme, basically, or GIF file all weekend. People that didn't watch Jags-Vikings preseason but saw that clip on Twitter, I saw multiple NFL insiders, you know, retweeting it, going like, this is the end of the NFL. That sack was about the cleanest one we've ever seen. Put that on the button bar. The flag comes out under these new rules. And again, Sauce, maybe you can find the soundbite again while Ben's talking. Zimmer, based on the rules, Zimmer even defended it, going, yeah, it's probably the right call. That sucked so hard.
I was actually really, really surprised that he agreed with the call.
This right here?
After I looked at it, after I calmed down a little bit, I looked at it, and his head was to the side, and he was going to the side, and if he'd have just rolled, it'd have been but he kind of pumped him into the turf. So I actually think that was a good call.
Oh, my gosh.
Touch it.
What do they do, Ben?
I don't know. I think I'm hoping that between this game and then all the other games in which there's cloudiness to the helmet call, and that's the thing, that's the other side part of the Williams sack was not a helmet violation, it was, you know, the Aaron Rodgers violation, which is a whole separate thing, which I think that in that case it's very hard to avoid. In other cases, I think that there is merit and there's room to call fouls where you pile drive somebody in the ground and your intention try to hurt them by throwing them into the ground with your body weight. Just like the helmet call, you know, spearing's been a part of the violations, flags part of it for many years, right? There is a difference between making a tackle and your helmet is in the way or is part of the play, and there's a difference between using your helmet as a weapon. And when you're using your helmet as a weapon, as a spearing call, I think everybody's on board with that, right? Everybody's on board with, hey, let's take that out of the game. We don't need some knucklehead defender that's going to act like a torpedo and try to hurt one of our players. But to keep your head completely out of it, there's such misinterpretation of how that happens and how and who calls it and what's it look like. I really hope that they do take a step back after these 2 weeks in the preseason and realize that the public is not just overreacting to overreact. This isn't just a few of the Pitchfork Nation saying, like, we just don't like rule changes and we just want the old NFL back. No, I think the public in the football audience is smart enough to realize where this is going down the road and what this is going to do to the game a year, 5 years, 10 years from now. And I think that's where they need to take a legitimate look at the opinions of the public, the opinions of coaches and players, and suspend the program just like they did the anthem protest until further notice, until they can actually wrap their hands around it and their arms around it, and maybe let's go through the preseason. And then you compile all the flags that were thrown, and you go back and review all the plays that maybe didn't get called and say, okay, this probably would have fell under the rule. I think that preseason should be a trial period. They should suspend it right after that and say, look, guys, we want to see what that would look like and what the reaction would be. We want to see how the players react and how they adjusted. And it didn't go the way that we were hoping. We're still going to err on the side of player safety, but we're going to have to do it a different way.
Let's do Fan 5 and keep talking about that, shall we? Don't worry, call the CarX man. Brought to you by CarX. Thanks, CarX. Ben, I brought it up about an hour ago, but do you remember what down that was?
Which one?
The Antoine Williams sack?
No.
Doesn't matter, right? Because it's preseason. But the point that everybody made over the weekend, and I think they're 100% right, is can you imagine if this is fourth quarter, Vikings are holding on to like a 3-4 point lead, Jags are driving, it's third down, Williams has that play, and the flag comes out, and the Jags drive, instead of it being over, and they got a punt because it's fourth down and it's fourth and 20. If that's a drive extender and it changes the game, it's pandemonium. It's, what are we doing? You just stole a game from us with the cleanest tackle of all time. And if the comeback is, well, that's the rule. They got to play by the... No, it's a dumb rule.
It's a dumb rule.
The rule is dumb. We're not saying that the flag is stupid. I get, and that's what Zimmer's trying to do, is Zimmer's trying to say, well, by the letter of the law, he kind of said, well, come on. I think the theme that I've heard you and other former and current players say is that there are so many things in real time at real speed that are almost unavoidable, right?
Yeah.
And part of the problem with a lot of these things are when it's full-blown real-time speed, it's not as easy as it looks to call these flags, and we don't get to go back and review these. These just are out, and you can't go back and go, well, what are you nuts? What are we doing? I don't know how else Antoine Williams is supposed to tackle that guy when he's falling down himself, and if you watch, and get in slow motion, not in real time, because in real time it looked like the cleanest play of all time. In slow motion, you can even see like his knees bounce off the floor, the turf. What is he supposed to do?
I don't know. And that's the thing, that in that particular play, like Coach Zimmer was saying, if you go back and look at it in slow motion, yes, is there a point in time where he initiates contact, he's in the grasp of the quarterback, is in the grasp of the player, and the player continues to drive his energy through the turf? Yes. But there wasn't an extra step or two taken, and I think that's where it's almost going to become like the catch rule, where he's just following through with the energy that he created on the free rush where nobody blocked him, and he's lowering his body in a great hitting position, like textbook hitting position on the quarterback. That's the other thing that shouldn't get overlooked, is how difficult that is to bend your body on the run like that and hit that small area below the neck and shoulders and above the waist of the quarterback. So that's perfect, and then he doesn't take an extra step or two, you know, grab his hands behind the quarterback and thrust into him and drive him to the ground.
No malice behind it at all, right?
No malice behind it.
He's just trying to cleanly get the guy down to the ground. Little thrusting.
So going back to the catch rule, it's like one of those things where it's all happening in one motion, where now that's part of the catch, right? If you catch, you know, Jesse James, if you catch the ball and within the same motion you extend it across the end zone line, that should be a catch, and that's part of the football move. What he was doing was just part of the football move. If he hit the quarterback took two, three steps, power steps, and threw him in the ground and dumped him, then yeah, that's a foul. Like, that's unnecessary roughness. Like, don't do that. I don't know where you go with that play. And to go back to a thing that we shouldn't overlook either is the CJ Ham, AJ Bouye one. That was first and 25.
Right.
And because that happened early in the game, you could glaze over the fact that, well, there's 50 other plays that happened on each side of the ball that could have depended on the outcome of the game. Well, when you have two teams that are evenly matched like the Jaguars and the Vikings are, if those two teams play in the regular season, that game is decided by 3 points. It just is. Both offenses would not have played very well because the defenses are just that good. We would have had a very similar game where it would have been very boring, not a lot of big plays. It would just got a lot of, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 plays and a punt. Well, the Jags, because of a chop block penalty, had the Vikings first and 25. That's a huge point in the game at that particular point. And then they get a first down off of a swing pass that went for like 4 yards.
Right.
That's ridiculous. That one almost pisses me off more than the other one. Because what is AJ Bouye supposed to do when a fullback who's running not full speed but with power lowers his head to protect himself because he feels two defenders around him? Are you supposed to just jump on his back and wrangle him down like a cowboy?
Don't know. All I know is that on Fanline, we checked in with Charge from the Fantasy Football Training Camp.
Yeah.
And Charge basically said what you said, that it's not too late to just say for this year or for now, let's just revert back to last year's rules. Because I kind of asked the question, like, what can they do, right? The regular season's in 2 weeks. Can they just basically say, never mind, when they put all these hours into training the officials, trying to teach the players and coaches and everybody how these new rules are going to work? I know you had the interview on the sidelines with B-Rob, and B-Rob again said, yeah, they just gave us another video. They're trying to explain this to us. And it seems like every time you or somebody else asks players what's happening with this new rule, they seem to have more questions than they did before they watched the new video. So there's just no clarity. Everybody seems to be confused and frustrated with the rules. And clock's ticking on them trying to figure this out before the regular season gets going, which is, again, about 2 weeks away.
But I don't remember the exact timeline, but this is what happened with the field goal situation, right? It was a trial run for a while. And that was a big point of how the game is actually played, not just officiated, but how the game strategy is played. And they could flip-flop back and forth and like, well, let's just do it during the preseason. Let's just do it during this time, and we'll see what this kind of looks like. We'll tinker with the game a little bit in these exhibition games. That, if they can do that, then they can take a rule like this, and again, just like the anthem rule, just put it on ice.
Good morning, guys. Sorry to jump in out of nowhere. The field goal rule, the difference, or the extra point rule, the difference there was that was pre-planned trial run. So they went into that preseason knowing that they're going to give this a trial run, and then if it goes well, next year we're going to implement it. Is it just more so the egg on your face kind of situation that would prevent them from pulling it back, this rule, since this was supposed to be implemented permanently?
I guess, but I don't know about you guys, but if, as the viewing public, I would say good for you, NFL. Like, I'm all for the NFL taking a look at the game, trying to make the game safer or better or more efficient or whatever. And then if it doesn't work because not just because of the public outcry, but because internally you do see what it's doing to the game, then pull it back. I don't think there's egg on your face. I think it's just, hey, they could come out and release a statement that, listen, we're trying to better the game. We're trying to make this game more safe. It didn't work, but we're always going to continue to try to evolve the game into a safer, you know, more competitive environment. And this particular rule, maybe the rule isn't a bad rule. Maybe the wording of the rule and the interpretation of the rule is bad. And we're going to take some time to look at it. I would say, as a viewing public, thank you.
Yeah, admit that you're wrong, or admit that you are not just going to, you know, etch it in stone and move on. That you're flexible to seeing how this works, and so far it's not working, exactly. Which means you don't have it right. So even if your heart's in the right spot, this isn't the right way to do it. How about Mackenzie Alexander? Let's talk about his day on Saturday afternoon. Had an opportunity for a giant play, in preseason, but still, giant play, right? Jags side of the field, could have picked it off at about the, what, 20, 25, whatever it was. Hit him right between the numbers. Bursich drops his epic line. If that was a spear, he'd be dead. Not only does he drop it, of course, right between the numbers, but then Barr has it right in his bread basket. He doesn't catch it as well. But in the scuffle in the melee afterwards, Alexander tweaks his ankle pretty bad. They thought maybe it was serious, but it sounds like he avoids the really serious stuff. The x-ray was negative. MRI yesterday was relatively clean, I guess. It sounds like it may be a sprain, and they may update that today. But we lost Cedric Lang for the year. A couple of other players like Ade Aruna might be gone for the year, right, with a knee problem. We lost six players to injury on Saturday, including Alexander. But your take on his mostly brief performance on Saturday?
I mean, it was the first series of the game. I mean, there's nothing really to take from it.
I guess what I'm asking is just when they draft Hughes, which it looks like it's almost a reaction to that the Alexander second-round pick hasn't worked out so far and that they're disappointed with his progress, that when he does have opportunities, he continues to not make them. And I wonder how frustrated they are just in general with his lack of clutchness when he right. has opportunities. Even in the preseason, pick it off. Hit you right in the yeah. numbers.
You know, I will give him a sort of an out because, you know, when a receiver slips like that and the ball's thrown and you're breaking at the same time, it is an unexpected deal to have the ball hit you right in the, between the numbers, right? And it comes in hot, and I get that. He should have caught it. I'm not saying he shouldn't have caught it, but it can be, in some ways, a little tougher play than just like a pitch and catch. Like, oh, well, he threw it right to you. Yeah, but at the same time, your one eye is on the receiver because you're trying.
That's a weird spot for that thing to be looking.
Yeah, it actually is. And I'm just assuming. I'm just assuming it was kind of pointed that direction.
Yeah, I would assume yeah. if your body is. I mean, if it's going the other way, I think we play commercials for drugs for that.
So in that situation, you are trying to use a good eye, bad eye on. Knowing that it's a three-step slant, he guessed right. The receiver falls down, so he's trying to break towards the receiver because that's where the ball is going to be. But you really should be breaking on the ball. You know, does Mike Hughes in that same situation because of his natural instincts seem to be better than McKenzie's? Does he make that play? I don't know. I mean, maybe. I think the thing that you could probably criticize more is Anthony Barr.
I don't know how he dropped it either.
And he had a chance to catch it twice.
He did have a chance. All I know is that either one, Barr or Mackenzie Alexander, if either one of those is Ed Reed, that's 6 points.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why Ed Reed's well, my all-time yeah. favorite defender. No offense, Ben.
Yeah. No preposterous statement here that Mackenzie Alexander is not Ed Reed.
Not quite. Yes. Right.
No,
same number.
Right?
Same
catches, huh?
Don't they both wear 20? Does Mackenzie wear 20?
Yeah.
Both
Ed slightly better than Mackenzie.
I think, isn't he up for the Hall of Fame this year?
He's a first ballot guy for sure.
First, yeah.
He's freaking
amazing.
He's one
of the greatest defensive players of all time.
We'll talk more with Ben Lieber about all things purple at 7:40 during Vikings News. A lot of other things to discuss, whether it's Mike Boone and Rock Thomas, Laquan Treadwell, the first team offense, whether or not he agrees with the Jags playing the whole first half of preseason game number two. A lot of questions for Ben about 25 minutes from now during Vikings News. But more with Ben Lieber right after this. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
You're listening to The Power Trip on The Fan.
Hey, Twin Cities, you can watch your local sports, news, and favorite shows live without a cable or satellite subscription. You get it all on Hulu with live TV. Start your free trial today at Hulu.com. Restrictions apply. That is Hulu.com.